There were a lot of people camping on Boy Scout Beach over the weekend. Blaine Sharon and his family camped out Friday night. On Saturday morning, he says he looked over to a nearby campsite and noticed that something had gone wrong.
And we just noticed some smoke, and it was kind of high up in the grass, and we were like, that's not a, can't be a campfire.
He and his brother-in-law threw on their boots and ran over to see what was going on, and they found a 30-foot ring of fire.
And so we ran back and told all the kids to stay away, and then my wife joined in also, and we got all the totes and buckets we had and started just filling buckets with sand and trying to contain it from going down to where we were.
Calls about a brush fire on the beach started rolling into Capital City Fire and Rescue at about 11:30 on Saturday morning. And those were passed along to the Forest Service because it handles all of the wildland firefighting in the area. Rob Burney is a Juneau area fire supervisor for the Forest Service. He says firefighters headed out with a helicopter and then more followed in a boat to get to the remote beach. But it took about an hour and a half to get there. And in the meantime, Sharon says more than a dozen people jumped in to try and contain the flames.
So we started digging with our hands and trying to dig a line across to keep it from spreading. And then it started to get a bit bigger. And then some of the trees, the spruce trees, started lighting up. And they're just barely, so we're, smacking spruce trees, using the buckets to try and pat stuff out. Everybody's feet and boots were half melted, and buckets and tubs are all melted. And
pictures from the air show a long, black, smoldering strip running along the beach. And Bernie says it burned more than 15 acres.
When you consider, an acre being a football field, it's quite a bit of ground.
And it burned for a while. It was still smoldering Saturday night. Bernie says part of the problem is that they had to ground the helicopter for some time because someone was flying a drone around while Forest Service firefighters were trying to work. Someone ran up and down the beach asking groups of people if they knew where it was coming from. Bernie says he's not sure they ever found out who was piloting the drone, but it's dangerous for helicopters to operate near them.
It doesn't take much to bring a helicopter down out of the sky. There's a lot of moving parts on those things, and if a drone or anything comes in contact with the rotors, it's a bad, bad thing.
And it's scary for pilots.
He's already, distracted with 300 gallons of water and a long line hanging underneath him. It's just that's the last thing a pilot needs when he's up there trying to do the job, worrying about a drone and where that's at.
Bernie says this type of fire is not uncommon.
This time of year, before, all the grass gets green again, now you got a huge component of dead, dry grass, that makes up places like those tidal flats or along the beaches or roadsides or, meadows, whatever. It's mainly just dead, dry grass at this point.
The National Weather Service office in Juneau issued a notice on Friday of increased fire danger for most of southeast Alaska. Both Bernie and Sharon say they aren't positive exactly how the fire started, though Bernie says it was definitely caused by people. Sharon says he was told that a child may have accidentally started it.
What I heard was they asked him to go get the lighter out of the tent so they could make a campfire, and on his walk back, lit a piece of grass on fire or something, and then just got out of control quick. Yeah, it was totally an accident. I mean, it's something I could have very easily done when I was a kid,
He says after the firefighters showed up, he and his family were able to back up and watch them work, watch the helicopter bucket dip into the channel, and lift up high into the air, and then pour over the fire. And they were able to use it as a teachable moment for the kids. But he says it was also a lesson for them, too.
We talked about it after the fire got out, how, we had a fire last night, and, the wood pops and embers fly up, and it could have very easily been us or anybody having a fire. And didn't think about it at the time, but then afterwards, we were like, holy cow.
No one was injured, though Sharon says the hair's all singed off on his legs and he's got a sunburn. But seeing how quickly people jumped in to help, people all covered in black soot and their beach buckets and their totes all ruined, he says it felt good to be part of a community effort to fix something that had gone so horribly wrong. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.